www.thebigfootsports.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. No bigger insider than the former congressman from Ohio, our pal Bob Ney, who is also the author of Sideswiped. Oh, this book is so good. No kidding, I read it on a flight back east. Just took the whole flight, read it. It was excellent. I recommend it to anyone.
Thank you.
Oh, it's just so good, Bob. So, just such an interesting read, I have to say, because you mixed in all kinds of things. It's personal. It's just, it's everything. You put everything there. You talked about Iran. I thought that was fascinating. You talked about your years in Ohio. You talked about your years in Washington, all the things that happened in between. Just good stuff. So I wish you the best with that book.
Thank you.
The Supreme Court, you are literally right now in Washington, D.C.
I am literally on the street, yes, in D.C.
Is that all anybody's just talking about that, right? What's happening with the court these past few days?
Well, I went today and, you know, out with Ellen Radner, and outside the signs, you know, were up, and more equality signs than the Westboro Baptist Church. But inside was fascinating. And of course, it ended today. I'll make a decision. But you know, the questions that were asked, Judge Alito, for example, said this is as brand new as the Internet. Bottom line, I never pre-predict the Supreme Court, but I mean, I think there's five votes right now that's going to change some history. It was a very, very fascinating day.
Really? So you think in June, because this comes down in June, right?
It'll come down around June. You know, of course, the court's timing. But, I mean, again, we can't pre-predict after Justice Roberts and Obamacare. That shocked people. But just the way the questions were running and the comments, I just have to believe that if it's not completely overturned, because after all, this was a tax issue. You know, this was a widow who filed based on unfairness of taxes. So that makes another twist to this entire case.
Yeah, people forget that. Because they're not. It's not gay marriage. It's more to it than that. Prop 8 was a thing that was discussed on Tuesday, and this, of course, we're talking about DOMA. So there's a big difference there. You're right, and it's letter of the law.
The letter of the law, and then the defense, the people, you know, that we're trying to defend them and didn't even come out to answer questions from the media. That in itself is a little bit of the, I don't know, the fire is gone.
Yeah, there you go. That, I would
brimstone
say that.
Brimstone and fire, Kate, brimstone and fire.
Yeah, brimstone and fire. Hey, speaking of that, one last one, because while all that's happening with the Supremes, you have so much going on that's coming up with Congress again, and there's a lot of rhetoric that's being bantered around about immigration reform. When you were a congressman, how much was that talked about?
Well, it was talked about in the sense that it would never, ever happen. You know, President Bush tried to do something. It was generated to a high level. Karl Rove used it in campaigns, you know, to bolster up the, you know, Republicans during the anti-quote immigration issue. But today, you know, people on the Republican side are starting to say we've got to do something. So President energized it a little bit today with some comments.
All right. Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio, Talk Radio News. Bye-bye.
Thank
we'll talk
you
to you again.
Bye-bye.
All right. So obviously still the gay marriage is heavy as far as what's happening with the Supreme Court. You heard Bob there thinking that there was some history that was going to be made. A majority of the justices he was talking about raised questions and oral arguments about the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, and pretty much the public hints that we're getting, it's before a ruling, of course, is released, as we discussed, that would happen in June. So we got a couple of months between then. But they seem pretty skeptical of federal marriage law. So DOMA, while it might be a different story when we talk about Prop 8, which was what was discussed in the court, that case the day before, DOMA might be a little bit of a different story. There were still hundreds of people on both sides of this issue screaming and yelling outside of the Supreme Court earlier in the day. But a ruling, which will come down on the constitutionality, because remember, it's a letter of the law, on the 1996 law that defines marriage for federal purposes as only between one man and one woman. That could swing around, my friends. So the Wednesday arguments, done. 2 days of presentations before the high court on one of the most prevalent social issues of my time, of your time, the right of gay and lesbian couples to get married and get full benefits of the law provided to straight couples. And this could really change. What I think would be interesting is DOMA goes down and Prop 8 gets tossed back to the states. So where does that leave everything if that should happen? Still, there would be, I think, massive confusion with it. Under DOMA, for example, Social Security, pension, bankruptcy benefits, family medical leave protections, other federal provisions that are afforded to other couples, they don't get. So even those that are legally supposedly married in the states that recognize the unions, which there's 9 of them, the same thing happens. They don't get that anyway. So that may go down. That might go down. The swing vote, once again, Justice Anthony Kennedy questioning the reach of DOMA. He says it presents a real risk of running into traditional state police power to regulate marriage. So we come back to that essential question again. The marriage question. Chief Justice John Roberts asked whether it would step on state power, see there you go, to do the opposite of DOMA, pass a law providing full federal benefits to any legally married same-sex couple. I mean, the sea of change is here. Which way is it going to wash in? How does this vote go down? I think DOMA flies out the window, but not Prop 8. So there you go with the states versus the federal law. And what happens? Federal law trumps state law. So the public interest in this is beyond high. Talk about moving the needle. Yeah, outside the court, it was just a sea of bodies right in front of what was happening on Wednesday. Same thing on Tuesday. It still wasn't quite the same level maybe as Tuesday, but it was still pretty high. Because there, on Tuesday's arguments, you were hearing about California's voter-approved ban of same-sex marriage. But it still was a very, very big crowd and a lot of interest in this. So you got two different cases, but two huge decisions that could come down from this Supreme Court. Could come down. I talked about this the other day, but I wonder if this is counter to this audience. A CNN ORC International poll that was released on Monday found 53% of Americans now support same-sex marriage. That shot up dramatically, up from 40% in 2007. The other thing is the federal government, how should they handle the issue? Another CNN ORC International poll out on Tuesday found that 56% of the public feels the federal government should also legally recognize same-sex marriage. What do you say, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. As you can imagine, a lot of people sending emails. Barney in Vermont says, way to go, they need to flip this thing over. Who cares if they want to feel what it's like to be married and divorced and go through all the heartache the rest of us go through? Let them have it. And then we got this from Cecilia, who says, wow, thumbs down, toss it back to the states. Now it's your shot. If you want to do some dancing and some talking, feel free. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Now, don't just walk away.
Can you believe we're here? Sweet 16 and a few surprises, a few Cinderellas, part of the big dance. We've talked to him for the last couple of weeks. We love this guy, Brandon Lang. You want to check out his website, brandonlang.com. And just as an aside, if you haven't heard Brandon, Matthew McConaughey portrayed him in the movie that I love called Two for the Money. He has an interesting story. Brandon, my friend, how you doing? You're on a hot roll, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, took a little bullet in the chest with Virginia not showing up, a little ACC versus the Big Ten tonight, but, you know, had a nice winner with, you know, Houston Cougars, who were down 17-0 on Monday and came back and covered, and then Tuesday night got another one with a nice dog, and then tonight. So overall, still right there where I need to be. A little angry because Thursday night had Harvard in an upset. And then Friday had Cincinnati plus 3.5. And if you understand basketball, you're down three, under 3 seconds to go. You pull down the rebound. You got to look to the perimeter to get that last three up to tie. Kid doesn't realize what's going on, pulls it down, travels, gives the ball back to Creighton, who then, you know, they inbound and get the token foul. Kid makes 1 of 2, and I lose by a half. And came back on Saturday with Wichita State, another shocker there, wins outright, you're looking good. And then on Sunday, hit a three-team parlay with Florida Gators, LaSalle outright, and yes, Florida Gulf Coast plus the points. But unfortunately, I loved four games, isolated Creighton as a big play. So still a winning bankroll Thursday through Sunday, but man, it could have been epic, but we'll take the winning weekend nevertheless.
A win is a win, my friend. Florida Gulf Coast, you mentioned them, the big matchup against the Gators. Any chance here, any prayer?
No.
No.
As well as they matched up with Georgetown, and as well as they matched up with, you know, San Diego State, they've done a couple things wrong here. You know, one, it's an in-state rival who you're going to be recruiting against now, and Billy Donovan knows this, and they're going to be going after the same kids, and I get that, but there's something to be said about humility with college basketball and kids, and they've lost that. They've popped off. They've, you know, F'd the Gators in their pep rally. And
You just don't want to do that against an experienced tournament-driven team that's got 4 days to prepare to take you out of whatever it is you think you do well. And Billy Donovan's great at that. And then the example I use is a few years ago, a little team named George Mason ran through the tournament and won four in a row, covered four in a row, went into the Final Four, and everybody drank the Kool-Aid. Now, I had them. I had them in the first four rounds, and they got to the Final Four, and I just couldn't get off the Kool-Aid. And Billy Donovan, with 4 days to prepare, blew them out. 73-58, it was never in doubt, and he just dominated him, and Cinderella was over. Florida Gulf Course, for the first time, isn't catching anybody by surprise. They're going to have to execute, but more importantly, they're going to have to do what makes them uncomfortable. And unfortunately, they're running into a team that held the number one scoring team in college basketball to less than 50 points. Now, just stay with me here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are and what conference you played in. If you lead the nation in scoring, you still got to make shots. Whether it's a Division II guy guarding you, you still got to knock down shots and you still got to score. To hold Northwestern State to less than 50, and then to bat Minnesota around, who's a big physical team, like you're a cat batting around a mouse, I get the story. I had Florida Gulf Coast Sunday. It's a great story. You know who I feel sorry for, Dana?
I feel sorry for
LaSalle.
Yeah.
Because if Florida Gulf Coast isn't here, we're talking about LaSalle and not them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. LaSalle. And LaSalle's that team, they raised $8,000 so they didn't have to get on a bus. They could fly.
Is that amazing?
Yeah, that is an amazing story because it's like the little team that, wow, how'd you get there? You know?
Yeah, and listen, you're LaSalle. You're a 12 seed. You've won three games in, 5 days, and you're in the Sweet 16, and it's an incredible story because people had you not even getting in the tournament. And of all the Atlantic 10 teams, you're the one left, and it's a great story. No one's talking about them, man. The only thing people are talking about is Florida Gulf Coast.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know. Except for the people in Philly, because they can't believe it, of all the Philly teams that were there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of people like Indiana and are picking Indiana to, that's it, they're going to go all the way. Indiana and Cuse, what happens there?
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm not a believer in Zeller in the low post. He didn't show me anything against Temple. And believe me, what he's going to see with Syracuse is a little upgrade from Temple. And I know you get caught up in the emotion, and Fran Dumpy's a great basketball coach, and he took Indiana out of what they wanted to do. But I'm not a believer in Tom Crean, and I don't think he's as great a coach. He reminds me of a young Steve Lavin, great recruiter, poor coach. And the only reason why he made some noise at Marquette, because he had a little guy by the name of Dwayne Wade who bailed him out. And then again, he's another coach that's a great recruiter, but just can't coach. And I think they're going to get exposed by Syracuse. And listen, they played around with Cal up double digits pretty much the whole game. But what they did to Montana and how well they're playing right now, I just think it's a bad matchup for Indiana. And I will gladly take the points against a team that I just think can be exposed.
All right, so that's good enough for me, listening to that. Michigan and Kansas is another heavily talked about matchup that they could go toe-to-toe, and this could be a long one.
Still on the fence with this one. I've gone to bed on Monday thinking Burke and the Wolverines are as good as they looked against VCU, and then I wake up on Tuesday morning and go, well, you know what, I think they just matched up well with VCU. And then I would go to bed at night on Tuesday night and go, but Kansas was really bad against North Carolina. And I wake up on Wednesday morning, this morning, and I go, yeah, but the way they looked in the second half against North Carolina, how do you go against that? So still on the fence with this one. Right now, probably lean in a little bit towards the Jayhawks from a value standpoint. How often do you get a number one seed in the Sweet 16 laying a 1.5, 2 numbers from a value standpoint? You just kind of take a step back and say, wow, that's pretty good value. But, I'll have more of a feel for what I'm going to do with this in the morning.
All right, there you go. That's good. Oregon, we have a lot of people listening to us in Portland and in the Oregon area. Oregon versus Louisville. Any prayer for those Ducks?
Yeah, listen, big time. The key for Oregon, because I stayed up late and watched them in the Pac-12 championship game, was impressed, and it's really the first time I really watched them play. They've got to limit Louisville's runs. And what I mean by that is Louisville has a tendency to take a game from a 6 to a 12-point game before you can blink. You come down, you turn it over, they get a three, they get a, you know, they get a steal, they bang home a three, you come down, take a bad shot, they get a layup, 8-0 run, and now it's a double digit game. You have to limit that. You can't let Louisville get that 6 to 8 to 10 point spurt. If you do that, you can hang around and then you try to steal the game in the last 5 minutes. That's how you beat them. If Louisville gets you down 10 to 12, they're such a hard team to come back against because of two things. One, they're one of the best defensive teams in the country. And two, they just, they're that well coached that they don't give up big leads most of the time against quote inferior opponents. Now I'm saying Oregon's inferior, but I'm saying they got a chance here. Don't turn the ball over. Their guards got to play extremely well. And if they make it a half court game, they got a chance to be in it. It just scares me right now that you go against Louisville, you take the 10.5, and you're kind of sitting there holding your breath the whole game, hoping Oregon hangs. I just feel like, you know what, if you're going to take Oregon, take a deep breath and hope that they play as well as they have to play, because Louisville's just blowing people out right now. What they did in the second half against Syracuse, I can't get out of my mind.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, BrandonLang.com. Check it out. He'll have some of the stuff that we were just talking about here. He's got a great website. Brandon, thanks for coming on. Enjoy these games that are unfolding.
I got to stop talking so much so we can get to everything you want to talk about. I keep rambling, and you're like, we're cut for time here. Hey, Brandon, let's cut it to like your two-minute answers to a minute, and we can get to all eight games.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Bye, kiddo.
Bye-bye. It's funny, there's a couple of, he mentioned LaSalle, and I have a cousin that went to LaSalle. LaSalle taking on Wichita State, and of course, so my family is all over the whole LaSalle story. We talked about Syracuse and Indiana, Arizona and Ohio State's another big one. I'm hedging toward Ohio State in this one. Marquette in Miami is the Thursday CBS game that tips at 7:15 East Coast time. And the Marquette-Miami game could be pretty interesting. All right, don't forget here on America Tonight, you can always go to our website, americatonight.net. Hit us up on Facebook that way, and, of course, Twitter as well. And if you want to let it fly, you want to vent, you know how to do that too. Click on Contact and let us know your thoughts, whether it's on the hoop games or some of the other things that we've been talking about here on America Tonight, because, you know, we always do that mailbag segment. So hang with us. We're kicking it to the other side.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We condemn hatred and we embrace love and marriage. Condemn hatred, embrace love and marriage. Condemn hatred, embrace love and marriage. All right, that's what it sounded like in Washington, D.C., on the steps of the Supreme Court. Should the Supreme Court legalize gay marriage, there's a good chance DOMA goes down. So now federal law, doesn't that trump state law? And, of course, you got Prop 8, two very different things, but both relating to gay marriage. What do you say, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. 83. I took a Marco Rubio water swallow there. I have the halls working for me. You know, it's a weird time of year when you transition from the cold weather into the spring weather, supposedly, and then you're bouncing back and forth all over the place. So a lot of people are getting colds and are hacking all over the place. And I think when people around you start to hack, they hack all over you. You catch a little bit of their germs. So be careful out there and take your halls along. They're not advertising on the show, but I'm just saying Halls or whatever cough drops with you, because you know you get that dry throat thing. It's crazy. So no dry throat here when it comes to decision making. I think that whatever they do, they shouldn't be on the fence. Make a decision. Just make a decision on both issues, and then even though they seem to be reluctant to issue any broad marriage ruling, whatever the ruling is, just do it. Just make make the ruling. And don't back off of it and toss it back, because this has been coming around and around and around again forever. So let's do this thing. You're the Supreme Court justices. Make your decision. And I think what we'll be set up to see again is state versus federal. And I'll say it again. What happens? Federal law trumps state law. Federal law trumps state law, right? And they seem to make it pretty clear they're not in a rush to expand the rights of same-sex couples to marry. Maybe but there's the burden of history that's they're kind of shuffling off, because this is the first cases they have ever heard on the issue of marriage equality. And in both cases, they seemed concerned with minimizing the footprint the decision would leave behind, as I heard it so well put in something I was reading today. So rulings are expected this summer, but how are they going to break this out? What's going to happen here? And there are a lot of people who are waiting with bated breath to see what will happen. People who want the same benefits that other couples have, and then other people who say, wow, the sanctity of marriage is like on trial here. If that's what it is. I mean, what is marriage anymore? So you got all kinds of a Pandora's box of opinions. And, you know, you got guys like Kennedy, as I said, pretty skeptical of the Defense of Marriage Act, because it's a federal law that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman in the eyes of the federal government. Kennedy, when he looks at it, he's pretty sympathetic to the case for marriage equality. He kind of shied away from the debate of on the fundamental questions anyway. Solicitor General Donald Verrilli pushed the court to strike down DOMA on the grounds that it violates the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection. Equal protection. And former Solicitor General Ted Olson argued that the Constitution guarantees a right to marry, and any state that bans same-sex marriage, as California did, is violating that right. This was the day before. This was Prop 8. So Olson asked the justices not only to uphold a lower court's decision in validating Prop 8, but also to rule that same-sex marriage must be protected in every state. In every state. And what Justice Kennedy said is, the problem with the case is, you're really asking for us to go into uncharted waters, and you can play with that metaphor. There's a wonderful destination. It's a cliff. Everything in Washington is a cliff. A judicial cliff, a financial cliff. It all comes down to that, doesn't it? So maybe Prop 8 gets kicked out and nothing really happens there. But I think on the DOMA, I believe that they're going to throw out DOMA. I think that's what they're going to do. They could throw out, if the court is able to throw out DOMA on federalism grounds, they wouldn't need to address the argument of equal protection under the Constitution. And that's what they're looking to do. That's what they're looking to do. So I got a ton of email on this. Tanya wrote in and said, you know what? I am a very happily married heterosexual woman, but I have to say, Kate, who cares about gays and marriage? Why has this become such a political issue? If they want to get married, let them get married. I might not agree with it. It doesn't stand up to my God, but let them do what they want. Who cares? Why are we fighting this issue over and over again? Because how much money have we spent on it? How much money has a government that is bleeding dollars wasted on an issue that seems to be going nowhere fast? It doesn't make any sense to me. I have to be honest. I say just dump it. Let it happen. Let gay marriage happen and be done with it. On the other side of things, this from John, listening to us in Texas. He says, marriage is a man and a woman. That's what the Bible says. That's what I believe. No offense to any people who are gay. Let them do as they choose to do, but I don't want them to have the same rights as a married person has. It just doesn't seem right to me. They can live next to me. They can live down the block. But the idea of same-sex couples getting these rights, does that mean that couples that live together that are heterosexual couples, that couples that aren't married, will they get the same rights? Why do we have to keep going deeper and deeper on this issue? It seems to me that it shouldn't even be a political issue. See, a lot of people agree, it seems, that it shouldn't be a political issue. That's what we keep coming back to here on America Tonight, that most of you believe it's a social thing. But here's the problem with jobs, employment, and corporations, you know, all the rights that are afforded to married couples, so that this is how this then comes about. And especially if in 9 states you recognize gay marriage, well, then they'll want the rights of being a married couple. So how they rule will definitely be history-making, without a doubt, unless they skirt around it, which there's are ways to skirt around it. I gave you one example, and, you know, when you talk about constitutional rights, so there is a chance that that just completely is knocked out of the argument. But there is definitely some winds of change, and it seems as though there is more support, even among people who are Republicans, in as far as same-sex marriage is concerned, that leaves DOMA completely outdated and politically could be nightmarish for some people who touch what is the third rail. Roberts and Justice Scalia suggest that DOMA could still remain in place, maybe, as a valid extension of congressional authority. 41 states don't allow same-sex marriage. Paul Clement, the lawyer hired by John Boehner, the House Speaker, and fellow Republican legislators to defend DOMA, suggests, because they didn't have anybody, suggests that the act was passed as a cautious approach in response to initial efforts in some states to change state marriage laws to include homosexuals. And, you know, Justice Roberts went after Obama for what he said, not having the courage of conviction to continue enforcing the law, even though he thought it was discriminatory. And that's when what we're talking about is whether House Republicans were on solid legal footing when they stepped in and defended the law after the president and the Justice Department reversed their position by concluding DOMA was unconstitutional right at the 11th hour. That's why Boehner and others got involved in this. And Elena Kagan, the justice, probably got the most reaction in the courtroom when she quoted from official House reports of 17 years ago, when legislators stated one reason to pass DOMA was to express moral disapproval over gays and lesbians being allowed to wed. And it wasn't, remember, until 2004 that Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. So we're talking about 9 states, first one in 2004, and there are a lot of different aspects to what's happening here, what's happening here in the court and how that could certainly change things for a lot of people in this country, especially California, couples that were married, then had that taken away, and now they're talking about the right to get married again and what their journey includes and all this kind of stuff. So is this a reflection on what we're seeing in society with people being more tolerant? Are we seeing the social shift come full circle with the Supreme Court now having to tackle this issue head on and trying to, I think desperately, at least in one of the instances that I keep mentioning, toss it back so the states can decide on their own, and then we go to the whole voter system like California did. All right, coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends, other things happening across the land. We got them next.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I said we would do little odds and ends because certainly there were other things that were happening, believe it or not, across the country, including this. This is interesting. In Texas, Texas lawmakers moved forward with their own bill that would require people on welfare to be screened for drugs. Now, this has long been thrown out there as, why can't we do this? Why aren't we doing this? The bill was authored by State Senator Jane Nelson. She's the Republican chairwoman of the committee for the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee. And this is, again, Texas. Now it would require people who apply to the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families program to undergo screening by the Health and Human Services Commission. Anybody who appears to use drugs or has been convicted for drug use would be subjected to testing. Now, check this out. Anyone who tests positive for drugs would be barred from getting the aid, getting that money, for 12 months. So will this scare people straight? Drug abuse rips families apart. It hurts kids. The money's being used on the drugs. And then it's a vicious cycle. We know that. How many people on welfare are on drugs, are taking the cash and using it for other things, and it's not properly being given to the kids or used for food or whatever it might be. So this bill in Texas could ultimately be a little bit of a test case for the rest of the country. 100,000 Texans are enrolled in the subsidization, you know, to get the money. and they're not going to, they say they're not going to tolerate drug use if it passes. It has to pass a vote in the full Senate, but it's looking, even though there's some people that are saying, well, that's not fair and that's not right, and somebody has a drug habit and we still want to help them. You know, they need it. They need housing for child care or medicine and all that stuff. Of course they do. But they're squandering Texas taxpayer money on drugs. So what if there were these kinds of requirements federally? Would that make a big difference? And would it scare people into not doing that? I'm not sure. I think it depends on the pull of the person, but it certainly would be incentive to stay straight because you need the money. And you need the money to feed the kids, to feed yourself, whatever. And you got nothing. Zippo, nada. You're looking for work. You're out of work. You're getting assistance, whatever it is. And that is taxpayer money. So I would say across the board, that would be great to see that. Now, is that harsh? I think some people think it is harsh because the idea is aid and okay, so people have problems. And gosh, can you, you know, why be so nasty and so hard on people who are struggling? There might be reasons for the drug addiction because they were abused, they went through a horrific situation, you know, whatever it might be. But I think it would provide a boost to the people who find themselves in that situation. I do. Now, is there help for somebody? That would be the other thing. Are there programs that can be filtered into to help them get off drugs? That would be good if there were those programs, and I know there are some. That way you have, okay, if you, maybe you get two strikes. If you test positive, you have, whatever, 4 months to clean up. Here's the program. You have to go to it. If you don't, boom, you're cut off. You're cut off. Cut off. So that's one thing that's happening when we go to our odds and ends pile. The other thing that's happening that's very interesting and very different from when I was at school and probably some of you, but Boston College is talking about students distributing condoms, saying promoting safe sex could be dangerous for some Boston College students because they're being threatened with disciplinary action for distributing the condoms on campus. It violates the mission of the Catholic institution, which is Boston College, and they're talking about throwing kids out. So here we go again with the struggle of an institution to say, well, we're not promoting this birth control. And what happened was there was an email warning which was sent out across the campus, and who do you think got involved in this? Boston College, think about it, Catholic University, kids handing out condoms on campus, promoting safe sex and all of that. Who steps in to say, don't threaten these students? The ACLU. The ACLU. The foundation sent letters to the students who designated their dorm rooms as safe sites, places where students could go to get those condoms and other health information. And the condom campaign was actually started in 2009 by some Boston College students. So the group, of course, isn't recognized by the university, but it's there, and people know about it, and people get condoms from them. So the safe sites have been around for a while, but now the school is saying, well, we're at odds with you because you're handing out contraception. And so there's going to be disciplinary action if you continue to do that. But they haven't had anything like that for the last 4 years. So the ACLU is saying that Boston College has a First Amendment right to explain and advertise and persuade students of their views, but now they're threatening the students, and that's not right. Boston College is a Jesuit school. It's a Jesuit school. So now you have the situation of these are grown kids, they're students, but isn't that kind of a privacy thing of what they do in their private life? But, you know, condoms in the room, Catholic school, yeah. So they might still keep, even though the ACLU is threatening pushing back, they may still go after the kids who are doing that. Because they're saying it's not discreet, it's not private, that kind of stuff. And they shouldn't be handing out contraception on the sidewalks. They shouldn't be doing it at a Catholic university. Because that's not what they promote. They promote, hear no evil, see no evil, think no evil. Nothing like that could possibly be going on in our dorm rooms. Why, oh why, would we be handing out contraception after all? There's no way. Why would we do that? Doesn't make any sense. I think it's interesting to see that struggle and to see what they come up with. Because it definitely, the doctrine of Catholicism, it does go against that. But they've had these safe sites and they've done it for forever. Now all of a sudden, they're upset over it. Upset over it. All right, this is a crazy thing. A man released 23 years after he was wrongly convicted. And we talked about it here on America Tonight. After he was wrongly convicted of a 1991 murder of a New York rabbi, had a heart attack on his second day as a free man. Hear this story? David Ranta hospitalized after the heart attack. And so he's happy. That's it. He's out after all this time. And he has a heart attack. I mean, what was that? 2 decades in jail. And he was found guilty of a high-profile case of killing a rabbi. And after a review of the case, ended with prosecutors saying that the case against this David Ranta had fallen apart over the years. He was freed. He was, you know, this was an interesting story that happened that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Excuse me. And then he ends up being treated in a cardiac intensive care unit at a hospital. And so here he gets the great news. You're free to go. Just don't have a heart attack. I guess, and he said, I'm overwhelmed. I feel like I'm underwater. I'm swimming. And they say sometimes that as much as tragic events can lead to that, sometimes joyous events can push somebody way over the top as well. How about conflicting, where you've been locked up for decades, and now all of a sudden, poof, just like that, you're gone. Crazy, isn't it?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.